Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. It seems like we've been here before. After a bye week, this afternoon, the AFC top seed New England Patriots host the Baltimore Ravens at Gillette Stadium, the Pats' first playoff game of the season. In the past few years, the Ravens and Pats have met three times in the postseason in Foxborough, and twice the Ravens have emerged victorious. For the perspective from Baltimore, we turn to Aaron Wilson. He covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So the Ravens did not exactly dominate this season. They kind of squeaked into the playoffs, but they had a round one win, and they are up against the Patriots. And of course, there is that history between the Ravens and Pats in January. I'm curious how you would describe the mood of the Ravens fans today.
Well, they're fairly upbeat. They didn't expect to get this far. I think any honest fan will tell you that they at one point thought they were going to miss the playoffs. They had 19 players going injured reserve, and they had a lot of off-field problems, most notably the Ray Rice situation, even though Ray has been off the team since September 8th. But it's, you know, still being talked about even now, a couple days before a playoff game. So that's been a little bit of a distraction, obviously. And then, you know, for the fans, their mood is, you know, I think that they're playing with the house's money, and they've already beaten the Steelers, and they feel confident that they can beat the Patriots. They've already, you know, done that two out of three times and handled them pretty well, I thought, in the AFC Championship game a couple of years ago.
Well, there is this idea that the Ravens sort of own the Patriots in the playoffs. What factors contributed to the Ravens' playoff wins in Foxborough in 2010 and in 2013, and are those factors really still present today?
It's a really strange thing. Factors still are present because they still have a very good pass rush, and they have the same personnel to an extent with Terrell Suggs, their veteran outside linebacker. And as you know, he doesn't like Tom Brady, and I don't think Tom likes him very much, although Tom doesn't really acknowledge it the way Terrell does. Tom's a little more diplomatic about it, but Terrell hasn't liked Tom ever since there was a penalty in a regular season game where Tom seemed to kind of have the sway of the officials, where he pointed at his knee, said, "Hey, that's a low hit." And then the officials threw the flag as if, you know, on command. And that really angered Suggs and the Ravens fans. I thought it was pretty funny. And since then, he won't even use Tom's name. He just refers to him as the New England quarterback or number 12. He won't call him Tom or Brady or anything. And you talk about just on the field what's happened. Tom hasn't played particularly well in some of these games. He's had interceptions. He's had sacks where he's allowed, you know, given up a fumble. And I think that's been some of the, you know, common denominator of these games. And Joe Flacco, the Ravens quarterback, has 13 touchdowns and zero interceptions in his last five playoff games. That includes a win over the Patriots in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago. So, yeah, I think that you're seeing a little bit of a trend here where the Ravens quarterback has outperformed, outdueled Tom Brady head-to-head. And I think that's been a big difference in these games.
Being as it's sports, there is obviously a lot of superstition. Do Ravens fans believe in the power of the bird in the sense of the NFL has five teams named after birds, and in the 2012-2013 season, the preseason, the regular season, the postseason, the Pats lost to bird teams five times, including twice to the Ravens?
I have never thought of the bird angle. This is a unique one that, you know, you've unearthed here, and that's pretty cool. But no, this is not something that I've heard fans or media discussing. So this is your scoop, and yeah, that's pretty cool, actually.
Well, it's not my scoop. It's the scoop of the internet. I'm kind of thinking, you know, it could be, you know, the bird edge over New England could be something of a rabbit's foot for Ravens Nation.
Might be.
All right, well, here's something worth discussing. Given that the natives of Boston and Baltimore have two of the most distinctive sounds, there's also this: no matter who wins and loses on the field, Aaron Wilson, what do you think? Which fan base is blessed with the better accent?
Oh, clearly Boston. Yeah, I think the Balmer accent, and it's distinctive, but it's just not as well known. But, you know, to talk about the Boston Garden and in the car and all that, I mean, who doesn't like that? I think that's a lot of fun, and it's a very regional dialect, and it's something to be proud of. People think it's cool. And
Aaron, thank you so much for your insights.
All right. Great talking to you.
Aaron Wilson covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. This is 90.9 WBUR.